Well, hello, 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 hey, hey, long time. Hello, everybody. This is your boy, DJ B-Wise, and I am back again. I hope your December was prosperous, you were blessed, you got to spend time with your family, everything that you asked for the previous month. I hope it happened for you in November. Well, just an update. I know I've been MIA for the whole November, but I still made it for one more before the month is over. The last month of the year is arrived almost, so I just wanted to come back. But just to update you all, this November, it was a very rough one for me. It really was. I lost, because this was the first holiday where I didn't get to experience with the person that meant to life to me, my grandmother. She was the one that raised me. So if some of you all that didn't know, but my grandmother passed away in August, the month of my birthday, and this was the first Thanksgiving without her. It was hard. It was hard. But I will say, on the positive note, on November 29th, 2020, I started my job that I have now. So I finally made it to a full year at my job. So that, to me, that means I have now 29 years left with my company before I retire. So that's the good for me. But now it's about time for the DJ B-Wise motivational moment. And the topic is going to be, your struggles are life lessons. Again, your struggles are life lessons. Stay tuned, because it's about to get going. Alrighty, I am back again, and as you heard, the title is, for the motivational moment, is Your Struggles or Life Lessons. Before I dive into this, let me read this quote. It says, rock bottom will teach you lessons that mountaintops never will. Can I say that again? Rock bottom will teach you lessons that mountaintops never will. Will, let's dive into it. If you're wondering what I mean about your bads will teach you lessons that goods never taught you. But let's break it down. Just to let me go over some of the things that... So basically, here's it from my perspective. When I was in high school, diagnosed with ADHD, dyslexia, academics, I did not do well with with academics. Because of my disabilities, put a damper on my knowledge and wisdom in academics. You know what I graduated high school with? A 2.8 GPA. You know what I got on my ACT? A 16. The question is, how many colleges accept people with a 16 ACT score and a 2.8 GPA? Not that many. For your universities, I will say that. So when I say that, I'm just saying that because guess what? My rock bottom was me making it through 4 years of high school and having ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and dyslexia. Those were my rock bottoms because they prevented me from getting into four-year colleges. They prevented me from getting a 3.0 in high school and even getting an 18 or above on an ACT, the things that help people get into college, a four-year university. Those two, the ADHD and dyslexia, were my rock bottoms. But you know what? Even though what they did taught me was my disabilities, the rock bottoms, they taught me lessons. They taught me how to start having hope in myself. They taught me how to not give up. They taught me how to advocate for myself. My rock bottoms, my struggles, my ADHD and dyslexia pushed me. It made me push myself through challenges, through barriers, through the typical barriers that people that go through struggles face. I went through those. My struggles taught me a lot of things. It made me who I am today. My struggles became life lessons to me to keep pushing on with life, to never let anything stop me. That's what those two things, that's what my disabilities taught me through high school, getting through high school. Because guess what? Because of those two disabilities, and you know, with what I learned from having them, from having the struggles, those two struggles that put a damper on me, those helped me to be able to graduate from a four-year university with the 16 ACT and a 2.8 GPA. And now I have a career job. And the reason I say that, so for you all, it is saying that your struggles, you not being the smartest, you not being the most athletic, you being different. Because, you know, sometimes being different is a struggle because others treat you differently because you're different from everybody else. But your struggles will teach you things that mountaintops never will. Because through your struggles, through the times that you're hurting, through the times that you're stressed, through the times that you're depressed, you learn things. You go through hard times. You go through the worst of the worst. But guess what? It's like we need to go through these things so we can learn from them and we can learn how to get through them for the future. Because as the mountaintops for say, those are things like, you know, like those are the people that don't go through anything in life that's struggles. Those are the, for say, those are the celebrities. For my instance, those are the 4.0, those are the top students from my high school class. They didn't learn what grit really was because they were the smartest. They didn't have to worry about failing tests. They didn't have to worry about working super hard, stressing and depressing about typical things. And they didn't learn how to deal with those struggles because they were the smartest. They didn't really go through the struggles that I went through. Because, see, those people that are like mountaintops, yes, they go through struggles, but because they're so perfect, they don't go through anything. When you're perfect, you think you will be perfect and then life hits you. Then things happen that can make you unperfect. And you have to be able to learn how to get through those unperfect times. So your struggles are the unperfect times that are preparing you for the future. So, you know, you'll be prepared for those unfortunate times. Going through struggles. Your struggles are your life lessons because you're learning how to prevent them. You're learning from them if you make it through them. You're learning how to persevere through life and just accept life. So I challenge you to look at to learn from your struggles. Learn from your struggles so you can, and see those struggles as life lessons. And be, actually, I have to say, but be happy that you're going through the struggles. That was your DJ B-Wise motivational moment, and I hope that that encouraged you all to accept your struggles and to use those as life lessons and be thankful for your struggles. Also, I just want to say out there, y'all be careful. This virus ain't going nowhere. It's still here. It ain't going nowhere. Seems like we're going to be dealing with COVID for the next 5 years, unfortunately. So do what you can to keep you, your family, and everyone around you safe. If you're vaccinated, yay. If you're not, you know. Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. But y'all be breezy. I will be back next week or the week after for December. Have a great night and a great day.